Yeah. Hey, this is on Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, Sweat, S-W-E-A-T, put in parenthesis, Kevin, 92965. Mr. Sweat, 64-year-old gentleman, comes in today for hypertension, tiredness. He also has issues with BPH, a strong family history of stroke, what he's concerned about, and has been having some leg pain and arm pain for the past few months, period. The paragraph, he tells me he works in robotic. He is a welder. He operates a robotic machine. He's not married. Has two children. He occasionally drinks, but he doesn't smoke. Never been a smoker. Period. Allergy, no drug allergy. Social, as above. Surgery, vasectomy, lap band. Ever since he had lap band, he was on B12 for a while, but then he quit taking it. We talked about that at length. Medical problems, hypertension, medication. He takes both lisinopril and beta blocker. He thinks the beta blocker is causing him to be tired, gives him some ED issues. And wants to know if he can get off the beta blocker as well. Family history, mom died of old age, stroke, dad had stroke, COPD. COVID immunization is up to date, colonoscopy is up to date. Review of system as above. 201 pounds, he's lost 80 pounds since his surgery. For lap band, allergy none, by the way. Then 98%, 97.2, 16, 81, 149 over 88, heart positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows everything, skin shows no rash around mucosa with anagen, logical, non-focal. Assessment number one, hypertension out of control. Number two, increased lisinopril to 40 milligrams. Next number, add hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams once a day. Next number, add aspirin. Next number is history of lap band. Next number is resume B12 at once weekly, monthly, since he has had the lap band, never to stop. Next time we call next week with blood pressure. Next one is last set of blood tests, including CBC, CMP, TSH, PSA, testosterone, all within normal limits. Next number, because of his strong family history of stroke, we looked at his carotid, which is within normal limits. Next number is he has had palpitations from time to time. And because of his hypertension, we looked at his heart. There's mild LDH present. Next one is BPH noted, but minimal. Next number, abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. Gallbladder looks normal. Status post lap band. Next number is thyroid does not show any lymphadenopathy. I mean, shows no nodules and no lymphadenopathy. Next number of patients to call next week with blood pressure. Next one is resume B12. Next number is returned in 3 months. Thank you.